Proclamation number 4454 of 7th of October, 1948. Living water. The source of eternal life from which the living water flows is inexhaustible, and anyone who longs for the living water will constantly be able to refresh himself from it. I myself will never dry up this spring. But you humans can easily contribute to a weakening of the flow if your salt blocks the exit, if you erect obstacles, if you act against nature and thus consciously want to kill the spring. Once the water of eternal life is broken through the hard rock, there will never be a lack of clear, refreshing water for people, and everyone who desires refreshment will be able to feast on it. And yet, human will is capable of blocking even the spring if the delicious gift, the fresh, pure, healthy water of life is not recognized as delicious and the human being strives to render its strength ineffective because he believes he does not need it. But then they will also have to blame themselves if everything becomes desolate and withers, if no real life can flourish within a wide radius. If people only live naturally but are spiritually completely without life, for they lack the strength they can draw from the spring of life, from the eternal source of divine love. My word is the water of life, born from above, emanating from the eternal source and flowing to all those who open themselves as a vessel into which the flow of my love can pour. My word refreshes everyone. It is food and drink for the soul. My word is a delicious drink for all earthly wanderers who need strengthening on the earthly path of life. And when my word is received, there the rock has opened to henceforth give fresh, life-awakening water. Their faith is so strong that my voice is audible. Where a spring has broken through the rock, there will be vegetation everywhere in the vicinity. Their people will be healthy in body and soul as well as they will refresh themselves at the spring, as soon as they live out my word and also consider their fellow human beings according to their feelings, for then they will also offer the cups of clearest water to those and thus also enliven their surroundings. Anyone who does not pass by the source of life need not fear death. For there is truly no death for him, he only leaves the body and passes into eternal life, for he is drunk from the water of life and can no longer die forever. He has received my word, he has recognized the eternal truth therein, and he will never ever let go of what he has received from me, he will never ever let the spring run dry, but his thirst will become ever greater the more he refreshes himself at the source of life. He will want to drink without interruption, and he will do everything to keep the fountain of life pure, and he will also know how to prevent fellow human beings from blocking the spring, because he is vigilant and also strong enough to keep every pest away, for he constantly draws strength from my word. From the water of life, from the source which my great love has opened up for you. Amen.